These are your dreams, dreams that take you to magical lands. You need to get away. It's time to take a break from all the bodies and the snakes. It's like a claw machine, but free. But first, I need to see some ID.
Free on your birthday.
Oh, it's like a hurricane of ice cream Saturday night.
Free on your birthday.
It's not technically tequila, but it's borderline.
Am I supposed to start for real?
I don't know. This is
you're the host. Usually.
Am I? No, usually you...
I'm the color.
Close the show. Let's pause. Stop. Let's stop.
No, don't stop.
People don't even know who we are.
Well, that's
this
fine.
Is episode one, Bart.
Aren't our names in the theme?
No. That's why I said listen, we needed to put our names in the theme. Everyone said no.
Anyone that's listening to this knows who we are.
That sounds very presumptuous.
Well, okay. The
if
first
you're listening to this, you know who we are.
If it's now, maybe a year from now or something.
Yeah, but. So I'm Logan Seculo. Welcome to Free on Your Birthday, a new podcast by me and my buddy Bart Scott.
That's me.
Yeah, that's the other guy with a deeper voice.
Can you tell which one is which?
Bart and I have been friends for years. We've been podcast buddies for quite a few years, but this is our new venture. We're going to try something new, and it's Free on Your Birthday. And every other day as well. Until it's not. Until one day we say.
But every day. It's somebody's birthday. Yeah. Hey, that could be our closing.
You can make today your birthday.
That's right. Pretend today is your birthday. Which you could do if you went to any restaurant. Do they require ID usually?
Now, when they make those offers, like I remember growing up, that was always a big deal. Like Previno's was a restaurant in Atlanta, and they would always offer like free on your birthday. You know, the whole meal would be free or your meal, which was always funny to me because it always appealed to me, yet I was the kid in the scenario. So it wasn't like I was paying ever. I was
every
know,
meal
six.
Every
so
meal
was
like, free.
Mom, it's free on my birthday. And they'd be like, yeah, but we pay for your food. Like it'd be much better if it was your dad. We're going for like, or like, you know, some bigger meal.
Right. Especially if you're getting a kid's meal, which is like $6 anyway.
Yeah. I mean, a lot of restaurants just throw that in now. Mm-hmm. It's like, hey, come on. But at the time, I remember like even thinking about scamming it. Like I remember as a kid being like, I could get some fake IDs made.
Just to say it's your birthday.
Yeah. Other kids are like, oh man, I'll say I'm 21. I'm like, no man, I can go hit up Previno's every day.
Every day. The year doesn't matter.
No, none of those waiters are going to check. They're not going to remember me.
So McDonald's doesn't do anything on your birthday, right? No, they don't.
You could have a McDonald's birthday.
To this date, my best birthday party ever possibly was my McDonald's birthday party. I think when I turned 7.
Yeah. I think I had a couple of them. I think maybe my first one was like, I was young.
Yeah.
4 or 5 maybe I had McDonald's because there's a picture of me with the Ghostbuster firehouse behind me that I'd just gotten. So that couldn't have been more than like 1988, I feel like 89. And I'm wearing a McDonald's birthday boy hat, which is like a little, almost, you know, like a Waffle House hat. And I'm in like a little ridiculous outfit.
But now, was this post, see, when I had mine, it would have been early 80s, and we had the old school McDonaldland playground equipment. Mm-hmm. So, like, we had the Grimace cage.
The Fry Guys
that you sat on, basically rocking horses on springs or whatever.
We had that.
Did you still have that?
In Atlanta, I think. It was a while till they upgraded to, like, the glass box. Ones that weren't, like, death traps. If you really look at it, it was, like, metal, steel.
Well, sure.
Rough. But no, we had those when I was a kid. And then eventually, now some people have McDonald's birthdays and they're like, you know, they said the character showed up. I have a weird recollection of maybe Ronald McDonald being there, but I don't think so.
I don't think he showed up at my birthday. The McDonald's where my birthday party was at, the characters would show up somewhat frequently, especially on a Saturday, and not just Ronald. We'd have Grimace and we'd have the Hamburglar because one time the Hamburglar tried to steal my burger. Like he came walking by the table. And he put his finger on the wrapper and just slid it along the edge of the table.
It's good character work.
It was very good. He kept on moving. And I was terrified. I didn't know what to do. My mom was laughing. I was like, what are you doing? He's taking my burger.
Yeah.
So
there's a guy who works like a custodial person who works at my son's school, and they call him the cookie thief.
Oh, no.
And now it's a joke, and he knows it's a joke. But my son was in like pre-K. He was like, the cookie thief is coming. And because he just will walk up and go, give me your cookies. It's what he does. Oh, and he does it to me. Like, I've seen he's not really super nice.
Not really.
I like this guy. Yeah. But it's hilarious because he goes up all the kids and goes, give me all your
cookies.
He's
not really stealing it.
No, as far as I know, he actually isn't robbing children.
How about you, Sideburns? You want some of this milk?
Maybe I need it. Maybe I'll need to talk to the principal and be like, hey, by the way, one of your employees is threatening.
Stealing.
See, that would be, oh, that's a good like news story.
Okay.
Like if I ever wanted to become like internet famous for 15 minutes, I could be the outraged parent that sues. And
how about the cookie thief?
My child was traumatized by your custodial worker who tried to steal he claimed to try to steal his cookies.
So I don't
think my kids even get cookies at school.
Yeah, probably not anymore because they probably have gluten or peanuts. I don't know how they know this, but apparently the custodian, according to my son and his friends, the custodian at their elementary school, which they're not at anymore, they're all in middle school now, but mm-hmm. my girls still go there, they called him Six Toe because apparently he has six toes on one foot. Now, I don't know how they know that.
See, I feel like I feel like these guys are like pulling ultimate scams on these kids because they just think it's fun. It's something to do.
Six toe. Well, we used to have a substitute at my elementary school named Mrs. Bix Billy Ooten Dooten Bobo Skidootin Dotten. And she would write it out on the board every time. And we loved her.
And that was a gimmick.
I don't know.
What?
To this day. That might be Irish. I don't know what that is.
I can't believe you remember it, though.
I remember it. If I were to call my best friend right now, I'd say, what was the name of that substitute we had?
And he'd say, we can do that now. We have a new professional studio.
That's true.
We're here together looking at each other. We have a phone. And now I said, can people call us? And they said, no. But we can call.
We can call them.
Yeah. And it kept,
well, you might have just ruined one of our gimmicks now.
No. Okay, Some people can call, but we don't have like an open line.
We don't have an open line. Right. We're not going to give out a number. The hotline.
No, I've been told if you actually like call out, it could come up like the number is 5,000.
This is weird. We're in a different studio because we did another
podcast. We were on another podcast.
But we didn't really face each other. So we're literally just a few feet apart.
It feels closer.
It feels much more like radio. It feels like live, not live radio, but you know.
These mics are more sensitive too, so they can hear you jingling your iced coffee.
I know I scratched my chin and you can hear, or my,
oh, see, we're
is
like
that my
doing,
chin? That's my chest.
That's not your
whatever
chin.
You call that thing.
That, if that's your chin, Bart, we both got to go on diets. But that
some
was
days, that was my chest.
Yeah, that was your chest.
You there were, was a CH. That's all I got right.
But you were drinking your iced coffee.
I was drinking my iced coffee. Yeah. I have to be aware of that.
Yeah.
Well, I used to, when I first started my own podcast, I used to scratch my beard and not realize it, and it would pick up on that.
I know. I listened.
I know. I remember. My producer would be like, stop doing that.
See, I kind of like that, though, because it makes it feel more realistic. There's something about it that's like the, you know, the traditional podcast style, less radio.
Mm-hmm.
But I've noticed that my wife got me the AirPods for my birthday or for Christmas,
mm-hmm.
like the Apple AirPods that go in your ears and are wireless. There is something that's oddly creepy about people who do sort of like more, I don't want to say bodily function noises, but kind of like scratching your beard.
That's a thing, though.
But like when it's in your ears, it's not like just playing through the car. Like playing through the car and you would scratch your beard, I wouldn't notice. But if I had headphones in, which I don't usually use headphones that much at home, I usually just use the speaker on the phone and, you know, if I'm outside or whatever. But if it's in your head and you hear, it's almost as if you've become that person.
But I felt so – I was listening to another podcast and they were talking about something. They just got off on this tangent about something called ASMR. Which I'd never heard of before. And it's this whole thing that people are into where they – and there are – I've fallen down a rabbit hole of like YouTube
channels. What do you mean they're into it? Like, what is it first? I don't know.
ASMR, it stands for something.
Sounds like the therapy I went through.
But it's like where you want – where like people that you want to hear like weird noise. Like people talk very softly, but they accentuate their T's and they pop in. And it makes people like
– I just got a weird feeling.
And it gives like – it says it gives people a chill like from the back of their
– I got it.
And there's whole channels of it where they do that. And I was reading on Wikipedia like because it triggers certain memories and stuff of individualized attention. So there's whole like vlog channels on YouTube of women like pretending to give you a haircut. Like they're talking to you like, oh, it's been so long since you've been to my hair salon.
Oh, so it's kind of like that at Disney when they had that – Drew Carey thing, remember?
I never saw that.
But in that, you'd like get a virtual haircut where you put your
headphones
in it, and it felt like you could feel them around
you. But some of the people are into like there's ASMR eating channels where you just watch people eat, and they get real close to them. I couldn't stand that. That would make me
This is why YouTube is like fixing who gets ads, because like most companies are like, we don't want
But people probably, when I shook my eyes, people probably like, the people that are in ASMR would have liked that. Like they'll do that. Like they'll just make water. If you're turning pages in a book is a big one.
I could like that noise. That's a pleasant noise.
I guess, and because you feel like you're one-on-one with a person. And
no, I feel like they're ignoring me and reading a book.
Yeah. So I wonder if like scratching your beard or your chest. if I'm talking on a podcast?
I can't do it. I got to take my headphones off. Come on. I don't like this at all.
Do you like it when I talk like this?
That's how you should sing the theme song.
But there's some that like, they're like, when they talk, they're like, I'm going. I hate that. That's the worst.
What if the concept of this version of the show, because we came from another podcast, would be just, we decided that that's the market.
Just do an ASMR podcast. Listen, the one I found on YouTube's got like a million subscribers, so maybe we should.
I can't even do it. I don't even know how you talk that low.
Because you don't whisper, you just soft talk. I'm not going to play
you. Okay, you soft talk. You look kind of like this.
Because I'm just kind of talking.
I'm talking like this. I kind of do that anyway, because I have no nasal passages.
Popping and doing that. It's the mouth thing that grosses me out.
Yeah, exactly. Why do you want
to listening to people eating, I'm not, if you're into this, I'm not making fun of you. Maybe a little bit, but it's just weird.
We're not making fun of you. But I don't have that receptor. I think we're concerned.
I don't have that receptor that you have. That I'm trying to find how many subscriber this lady has. Because, like I said, I got falling deep into this.
Clearly.
Anyway,
this is YouTube subscribers.
But like, there's people like getting rich off of doing videos with their welcome to my hair salon. I'm going to flip through some pages. First, I'll give you some juice. It's this, got lots of antioxidants. It's very nutritious.
If you're into this, give us a call.
And here, have a sip of my juice. Isn't it tasty?
If you go to a salon and they offer you a taste, if they offer you just a drink, like my barber is always like, he offers me different sorts of beverages. And it's always like, do you want Diet Coke, Coke, bourbon? And it's always like, what? Like, this is 3 o'clock, and not even 3 o'clock in the afternoon, 10 o'clock in the morning. Like, I'm good, man. I'm fine.
You know what they say, 6 p.m. is 3 a.m. a day drinking.
But if he said, would you like a sip of my beer, I think I'd be more
concerned. Well, yeah, if you want a sip of – okay, that's true.
Sip of my beer.
So it's
– would you like to have a sip of my beer while you sit here?
Okay, now you've made it creepy.
Are we doing the same as usual?
ASMR.
Hold high and tight.
Autonomous sensory meridian response.
I like the word meridian.
Autonomous sensory meridian response, or ASMR.
Well, as we do this in pitch black darkness, it's going to be a much creepier show.
Characterized by a static-like or tingling sensation on the skin that typically begins on the scalp or moves down the back of the neck.
I hate this show already.
And upper spine. Anyway.
We've lost our minds.
Sensation and triggers, the whole thing. It's anyway. So, yeah, we're not going to do that. That's what you did
on your Christmas break.
Yeah, that's what I did when
like, if
when
you came back from school and like, hey, what did you do on your Christmas break? You're like, I got really into ASMR. And most of them are like, oh, you can't talk about that here. And then it's like, no. All it is people talking. Right. It's not anything inherently vulgar.
Right.
But it feels vulgar.
That's what I kept expecting to find out that it's like some kind of, but it's not. Well, I know, I'm sure it probably is. On its face, it's not.
Yes. But the people who are listening to it, I can't imagine it's not something weird. If they're just sitting there with their speakers up, just being like, this is what I like.
Eventually, leading to something weird.
You spend your morning watching Disney vloggers. Mm-hmm. I spend my morning listening to someone give me a virtual haircut, but really.
Offering me miracle juice.
Every Sunday at 5 p.m. I come in here.
Well, I got a Oculus Go, the VR thing.
Okay.
And they have a lot of those kind of experiences on there, like go get a haircut while you're on, because Oculus is like a VR.
Really? So that's got to be for those people then.
But no, most of them aren't.
Yeah, whispering.
Often, your wife is.
They're not whispering.
I don't think Wendy's going to whisper to me.
No, probably not.
If she's there going, look, how are you doing? How's
I know.
I would be like, I'm never coming back here. I've never been to a hairstylist who whispers at me while I would leave. I'd walk out. Look at that.
An angel
just got its wings.
Somebody really got
on the air. Is that a thing? Is that what happens? Every time a bell rings.
Yeah, an angel gets its wings.
That wasn't a bell. That was
a bracelet.
Yeah.
So there.
Did you have a fun Christmas?
Good show. It was very laid back Christmas. Nothing too crazy.
Yeah. Last year we spent New Year's together.
We did. That's right.
And this year I did nothing for New Year's.
Neither did I. We watched the movie Smallfoot and made a ton of apps.
Apps? Oh, appetizers.
Appetizers.
I thought you and your family
were programmers.
We just sat there and we're like coming up with new games.
No.
It's our version of Flappy Bird.
For Christmas, we got ourselves an air fryer, which are kind of all the rage.
Yes,
right now.
I know. Amanda has experimented with these.
I'm obsessed. I've been making wings like crazy in our
darn
air
good
fryer.
Wings.
Yes.
If you do. What, choking?
Easy. Don't choke.
I'm sitting here choking.
Sip of that coffee, please.
Stop you from. Joking.
See, people will just think that I'm doing that, but really I'm just choking on my own spit.
He's really choking.
Yeah, yeah.
And I'm not doing anything.
But yeah, thank you for being a good friend. the air fryer Which, so it's better for you, right, than regular frying?
Well, because it's no grease.
It's just in the air.
It's hot air.
I don't understand how that works.
I don't understand how it works
but
either.
But it does make your chicken wings fairly crispy.
And they're crispy, yes. Yeah. That's what I was trying to explain to someone.
But I don't know how it works. I mean, it's just like, try this. I'm like, this
science.
Isn't great.
I know, but like I went and like we bought, like I went to Costco and got like 6 pounds of chicken wings for five people, which is a bit much. And like I got a bunch of different like sauces.
Five people, many of which are under the age of seven.
Does Tennessee have the grocery chain Aldi?
Yes.
Okay. So I went to Aldi and got like three different kinds of like
wing
sauces.
They're private labeled.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And it was that I spent a whole day just making wings. The nice thing in theory is that the air fryer doesn't stink your house up like an old fashioned fryer, except if you're doing it for like 3 hours straight.
Then it still smells like chicken.
It starts to smell like melted plastic after a while too, which is probably not a good thing. But so that's what I did on New Year's Eve as well. As I fried wings and other appetizers. We watched Smallfoot.
What was that?
Not good.
It pops up like as like a watch this with your kids.
It's a great idea. It was a great story. It just wasn't made well. So, but you know, it was fun. The kids thought it was cute. I don't know. The ending. I thought the second half was okay, but overall, because you know, I'm very fond of Yetis and Sasquatches and
same here.
All that those cryptozoological things. And
you're into crypto-zoological. I'm hunting the Yeti.
Oh, that's a show. Whisper Yeti Hunters.
Whispering Yeti. The Whispering Yeti Lounge.
Yeah. that's at our theme park.
So it was okay. If you've got young kids, they'll probably like it, but it's not very good.
Did you see at Costco? You mentioned Costco is selling 7-pound tubs of Nutella you can buy now.
Really?
Like it comes in a bucket, like a big paint, not even paint bucket, like a...
It's like a spackle bucket.
Like, yeah, like a spackle bucket of...
Plaster.
Whatever it's called. What is Nutella, actually?
It's hazelnut.
Hazelnut. Hazelnut
You know,
paste.
I've never had Nutella in my life.
Really?
I've never tasted it.
It's delicious.
But I know it's chocolate hazelnut.
Yeah. You put on whatever you want. It's delicious. Crepe. Put on waffles.
Just put on crepes.
Put it on crepes.
They do in France.
In France, they do that. My kids have it in... on waffles, like Eggo waffles all the time. And it started, my son was little and we were trying, like, whenever I would get up with the kids and make breakfast, it's always an adventure because I'm not a cook. Uber Eats has become my new thing, which is Sunday mornings. Yeah. I Uber Eats breakfast, everyone. Mm. It's just like room service. It just shows up at your house.
Of course.
And it's awesome, except there's a lot more like trash when you're feeding three kids and two adults. And but before I would make like – I can make an Eggo waffle. Like, I'm fine with that. And
yeah.
I was trying to come up with like creative ways to serve him the Eggo waffle. And I was like, oh, he was into Star Wars a lot at the time. I was like, these are dark side waffles. And I would take the Nutella and I'd make it.
Oh. Yeah.
And he still – and my kids still call them dark side waffles.
Like,
can we get dark side waffles? And I know that they – and I think this is a problem with when you have kids. And by the way, if you don't know, I have three kids. You have
three
six.
Kids.
You have three kids of varying ages. Is there's things that become like colloquialisms. I can't say that word. Colloquialisms. That's a good one for that. What is it? ASMR. Around your house. But then they go out in public and they say those things and no one knows what they are because this has just become what my kids refer to this as or this as. And sometimes it can get very uncomfortable.
I'm trying to think of food. Like we tricked them into trying lasagna by calling it pizza pie. So
yeah.
They still refer to that. But we don't really order that out in restaurants. A big one is that I, like early on when my son was young and he'd get sick, I would be like, do you want orange juice? But he's like, I don't like straight orange juice usually, unless it's like super, like real fresh squeezed orange juice.
Real fresh.
But I don't like store-bought orange juice. So I always mix it with Sprite and put it over ice. So when my son had a cold one time, I said, do you want, I called it medicine juice. I don't know why. I just said, do you want some medicine juice?
Yeah.
It's like, yeah. I showed him what it was. So now anytime any of my kids is even remotely not feeling well, they're like, can I have some medicine juice?
That's so funny. My kids are into that beverage as well right now.
Sprite and orange juice?
Yeah, well, they usually do the like LaCroix or bubbly. We drink a lot of bubbly.
A lot of bubbly.
It's called bubbly.
I've seen it.
Yeah, not like champagne, bubbly.
No.
But it is kind of, my wife said, because what they do is my daughters will ask for like orange juice and bubble water.
Mm-hmm.
That's what they'll say. And it's like, this is setting them up for like screwdrivers.
Exactly.
It's like you're already giving your kid, yeah, a mimosa.
It's their Sunday morning mimosa.
A faux mimosa, whatever they call that. They have
faux mimosa.
FOMOSA. I think it's what it's called, a FOMOSA. Mm-hmm. It's like my 3-year-olds are now like having these like specialty beverages that I'm making.
Right.
And whoever anyone comes over and they see me like mixing drinks for your child, they're like, what happened here? You're the problem, man. You're the problem with, like, as a millennial dad, you're, like, making your kids drinks.
Mocktails.
Like, yeah, mocktails. And also just, like, setting them up for, like, they want very specific things. And the problem also is if you put things that are carbonated in a lot of, like, the sippy cups, they explode.
Oh, that's true. They'll come right out of the lid. Shoot up.
So sometimes I won't remember that in our, like, a car seat will get destroyed. Mm-hmm. They think it's hilarious.
Well, of course, because they don't have to clean it.
No, they don't. We just did a road trip and it was short. It's only like 2.5 hours, but it looks like the car went through just a disaster.
Through Baghdad.
Yeah. Exactly. And just like there's just garbage everywhere. I don't even know where they found some of the stuff, but a lot of snacks go on in those 3-hour car rides. A lot of snacks. I feel bad for Amanda because I drive and not that she wouldn't drive. I like driving. So I drive the whole way there, but the whole time she's bothered for snacks. Every 4 minutes, it seems like.
I know.
We also watched The Little Mermaid 2 and Aladdin 3.
Now, Little Mermaid 2 is the one with Sally Field, right?
I don't know. I don't actually get to watch any of these. I just hear them.
Yeah, that's true.
But it was they had a baby in The Little Mermaid 2.
Oh, and I don't remember.
She wanted to become a mermaid.
No, the prequel.
She was born human.
There was a prequel to The Little Mermaid that Sally Field was a bad mermaid. Mm-hmm. That's the one I was thinking.
This story was Ariel and Prince Eric had a baby who was a human baby who wanted to become
A mermaid.
Right. And there was Ursula's sister.
Right.
And it hit all the same beats. And then we watched Return of Jafar, which is the third one, King of Thieves, which is Aladdin 3.
The one that Robin Williams came back for.
But I have a bootleg of that. Mm-hmm. So back about 10 years ago, you were able to buy this gold boxed set of every Disney movie ever from China.
Mm-hmm.
And I bought one. And I've been having these. I've had these DVDs for more than a decade or close to a decade. And I was like, one day we have kids, we'll have all the movies. Don't worry about the vault.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, DVDs kind of are
nobody
worthless.
Cares. Yeah.
But still in a car, you use them.
Mm-hmm.
And I still use them. So we pulled them out. We're like, we have all these great. So we put in Aladdin 3, and it's in Chinese.
Oh, no.
And I'm sure there's a way to fix it, but we were just like, let's just see if they even
notice.
And I can tell you they did not. They did not notice. So I listened to 2 hours of Chinese Aladdin 3. And it was hilarious.
So what are the genies?
The songs all are in English still.
Oh, really?
Yeah, they didn't dub the songs. Just the...
So Aladdin 3 had songs, even though it was a direct-to-video?
Oh, they all have songs. Oh, Little Mermaid 2.
Oh, that's true.
It's kind of a lot. I told Amanda, I was like, this is kind of a lost art. Like, I don't feel like those direct... Like, Planes happened.
Right.
I feel like when Planes happened and they realized they could make enough money with what is essentially a direct-to-movie...
But still put it in the theater.
Put it in the theater. I feel like they figured that out. Or now they can go... But I don't see a lot of, like... Like, when I was a kid, I feel like even movies, like mainstream movies, not just cartoons, would have those, like, horrible sequels.
Mm-hmm. Always. Well, that Toy Story 2 was supposed to be a direct-to-video.
Yeah. And that sort of – I guess that changed it, too. Because at that time, like, it would be – if there was a successful movie, there was going to be a bargain bin version.
Sure.
Sequel. True sequel. Like, it would say whatever 2.
Mm-hmm.
But I feel like that doesn't happen as much.
Yeah, Aladdin 2, I think Hunchback of Notre Dame had a sequel.
Everything got at least 2 or 3.
It all did.
And they started going back to Cinderella 2. Like, they started doing Lion King 1.5.
And they did a Beauty and the Beast. It wasn't 2, but it was like, wasn't it like Belle's Holiday or something?
We watched that one, yes. I have that on DVD. So. And then it's like, but they're still, it's like a midway through.
Yeah. Oh, they're still in the. Oh, it's they're takes place during the
movie. Yeah. It's like what would Christmas be like during her?
Because we didn't really see
that.
We only saw like a snowball fight in the actual movie.
So they have all of that in there.
Mm-hmm.
And then but then even like regular movies like Skulls. I remember when Skulls came out. Then they came out with Skulls 2.
Or
Bring It On. And there were like 4 of them.
Movie called Skulls. What?
No, like even regular movies. Psycho had 6 sequels, and Jaws had, even though some of those are were theatrically released.
Yeah,
but they were. No one, you don't think of Jaws and Jaws 2 in the same universe, even really.
You know, we don't, it doesn't, well, maybe I'm wrong. There was a time there were like every movie, there were like 2 of the same movies being made like at the same time, like Armageddon and Deep Impact, two asteroid movies. There was Volcano and Dante's Peak at the same time. I don't feel like we're getting that anymore. And I remember when Jurassic Park came out, Roger Corman made Carnosaur. And I think that even got a brief theatrical release, at least in limited release. But
I guess just because everything is franchised, like the Marvel movies and that, like you don't need.
That's true. You don't really need.
I mean, we did get a Spider-Man, and we're getting another Spider-Man. So, I mean, Spider-Man was in Avengers. Then we had the Spider-Man into the Spider-Verse,
and
then we're gonna have Spider-Man whatever they're calling it.
Well, because we had Spider-Man Homecoming, which I think people have already forgotten about.
Yeah, Spider-Man Homecoming. Mm-hmm. Then he was in the Avengers. Mm-hmm. Now we had Spider-Man Into the Spider-Verse, which is a different universe. Mm-hmm. And then we have Spider-Man. Then we have Avengers
Endgame.
And then Spider-Man 2 or whatever it's going to be.
But that's why you and I talked. And spoiler alert, if you haven't watched Avengers Infinity War,
enough times passed.
Give me a break.
Yeah. You don't care.
We both talk about the end, like the death, like Spider-Man dies at the end, yeah, quote unquote. But they were already in production on the next Spider-Man movie, right, with the same kid.
Right. And the, what's her name? Zoe Saldana said she's back.
Yeah. Oh, did she?
Gamora. She's like, yeah, they showed her painting up in the green makeup.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah. But no, it's like not going to be a secret. Like, but I think that it could be a flashback. It could be whatever.
Well, a lot of what I had remember hearing and reading was that the common thinking was anyone who died before he snapped his fingers was really dead, which would have meant she was dead.
Yeah.
And then anybody after they're going to bring back. But that's, yeah.
I think they time travel and save everybody.
Yeah, I do too.
Except for someone who's going to, you know, like the Captain America or something like that. They will sacrifice themselves for them.
Yeah, but somebody also just said that Chris Evans isn't really done playing Captain America either.
This is just a...
But it was one of the actors. It might have been like, no, it wasn't Batista, but it was... One of the other lesser characters in the Marvel Universe said something about he's not done or something like that. Well, I don't know.
There's always a way.
There's always a way. It's more likely he'd keep going than Robert Downey Jr., I think. But I don't know.
I don't know. I feel like Robert Downey Jr.'s got that Hugh Jackman in him that's going to do it until he absolutely can't do it anymore.
Right.
And then still it's like, maybe I'll come back.
And he plays a superhero in a suit of armor, so he could do it forever. Yeah. You know, he doesn't have to be like totally in shape. What I don't understand is that if you watch any time he's played Iron Man, he used to have black hair like us. And if you look at the last – I just watched Infinity War again. His hair is like a reddish –
An orange.
A weird
orange. It's that dyed
that old
hair.
Man yeah. dyed
hair. It's Paul McCartney orange.
That's what it is.
Yeah. It's the – what? Like, has that happened? Is there a point – maybe you know this because Wendy – where you can't dye your hair black?
Maybe. I don't know.
Like, it seems that way. It seems like it just doesn't
settle. A lot of these
old
guys, their hair just turns – you're right. It doesn't settle. It just becomes like a copper color.
Right.
But I don't know. Yeah, I don't know. Speaking of Hugh Jackman, do you think he'll return? Do you think that Disney will somehow manage to get him to do it to play Wolverine?
Now you're saying, I thought Logan was a perfect ending. It was beautiful. But I wouldn't – I'm not sitting there going like, oh, I don't want to see him again. I would love to see him come back.
Especially with all those other guys.
He doesn't really, though, right now. It would take him time because he's kind of leaned out. He doesn't look like Wolverine.
Oh,
right
really?
Now. He looks like Hugh Jackman. Greatest Showman, Hugh Jackman.
Oh, that's true. He is gearing up for that
for the tour. But I mean, they got time. That tour is like I'm gonna try to go. I don't know where though.
Yeah, because he's not coming to Nashville, is he?
Not yet. They haven't announced.
I don't even know
Nashville.
If he's going to Chicago.
He's coming to Chicago. Really? We looked at the dates, and Atlanta, I think, is the closest to here, mm-hmm. or Tampa. Like not coming to Orlando, playing Tampa.
That's
so
random.
So I thought maybe we'd go to Orlando and drive over, but it's like that's a lot for the kids. And
where would he play in? What does Tampa have that he would play at?
That big arena.
Do they?
Like where the Lightning play.
Oh, I always forget they have Lightning.
Tampa's actually technically a bigger market.
Really?
Yeah, Tampa's a bigger market than Orlando. Orlando is just mainly tourists.
You know? Oh, is it because it's too much comp?
Tampa, you go. Tampa's a city.
Yeah,
you know,
yeah.
It's a city. So a lot of like KISS is coming to Tampa, not Orlando yet. KISS will come to Orlando. I almost thought about going down because I have tickets to see KISS here. Mm-hmm. And I was like, oh, well, maybe I'll hit up Memphis or I'll hit up Birmingham. But it's like they're going to announce another leg and it's going to keep going forever. So,
well, right.
I don't want to like start too quickly where I've seen the show like four times before.
And why wouldn't they go where their restaurant is too for that for that double dip?
You're not too far from Tampa though.
Go to Rock and Brew. Well, I know. It's an hour and a half?
Yeah. From there, it's probably right in an hour, hour and 10. Scott, my buddy Scott, too hot. He went to the Rockin' Brews, was texting me from the one on 192 in Kissimmee. Said very, very little KISS stuff.
Really?
Like he was mad. He's a big KISS fan. We're both pretty huge KISS fans. And he was mad at how little KISS was shown.
Little KISS?
Little KISS. You ever seen Little Mini KISS?
No,
Mini
but
KISS?
I know of them.
I've never seen them live. No, I've never gone to the show to see Mini KISS. But I guess Gene and Paul haven't gone down to open it yet.
Okay.
But I'm trying. I'd like to go. I've only been to a Rockin' Brew in the LAX. Airport.
Is there one in LAX?
In the Southwest Terminal.
Must have been the terminal
one.
I was in.
And it's fine. I mean, for airport food, for that kind of like Hard Rock Cafe, like, it's better than that.
Yeah.
But it's still like the same kind of idea.
Yeah. That's good. Airport food we can do a whole show about airport food.
I know. You eat in the airport.
I do.
Like a lot. Like when we talk, last night, I was like, hey. Because you tell me, like, there's a barbecue place
we have great food at our airport.
Which throws me off, I have to say, because, like, everywhere else, like, you don't want to eat in your
airport. No, I know.
But for you, you are like, you got to try this burger. You got to try these wings.
Yes. Chicago is Midway. I haven't been to O'Hare in a while. I've been flying out of Midway because it's Southwest. Mm-hmm. But they're really making an effort to remodel and put in some good food. We've got pork chop barbecue, which is amazing. Last night I had a couple. There's a Gold Coast Dogs, which is just a legit Chicago hot dog
place. Yeah, I feel like I've had that not in the airport. Yeah.
Those are good. There's a good Mexican place there. Yeah. This, I got to tell you, the airport in Nashville, I'm a little disappointed with the food.
If you go beyond the gate, even before the gate, there's nothing.
There's nothing.
We have a Nashville, which is our Jewish deli.
Where?
All right. So you never go in that terminal.
Oh, because it's if you go to the right from
security. Yeah, so it's right there, though. Oh. You can go across. If you want to go, it's right there.
Okay.
And it's okay. I mean, Nashville's great. There are real locations.
I need to go over there. I've never gone right when you go through security. I always go left because that's where Southwest is at.
It's much newer, the Southwest terminal, than the other one. But there is some stuff over there, but not a ton. They got Tootsie's.
Yeah, which is not very good. Sorry.
No.
Sorry.
If you're going to Tootsie's on Broadway, okay. But if you're going to Tootsie's just for the airport food.
I've eaten there. It's no good. I've eaten at the Gibson Cafe. It's no good.
It's hot in the airport all the time, too.
It is hot in the airport. Yeah. I think it's the carpeting.
Is the airport not of carpet?
There is a cool
all tile.
Yeah. There is a cool little the actual gates are carpeted, but the main thoroughfare between them is not. At your food court at BNA, the Nashville Airport, there is a little kiosk of a beer company.
Yeah. Yazoo.
No.
It's not?
Is that what it is?
No. It's Yazoo. No. It used to be.
I don't think so. Now this is terrible because I should know.
That's our big local.
That I've seen that name there too, but I don't think that's who this is.
But there's a little stage there.
There is a little stage.
There's a band rocking. I went to Orlando a few weeks ago. There's a band rocking there like at 7 o'clock in the morning.
Really? I've never seen anybody
jamming
there.
Out. Like it was like 3 a.m. at a Disco Biscuit show. It was to the point of where it was nauseatingly loud.
Disco Biscuits?
Yeah. You know, no Disco Biscuits?
No.
Like I'm just trying to get my bad food. Get out of there. You know Disco Biscuits? Disco Biscuits is like a...
I don't think so.
I don't know if they're still touring. During my jam band phase, they were on the list of bands that we'd go see. And they do ridiculous shows. I saw one show at the Norva in Virginia where they went on stage at midnight and played till 4 a.m.
Jeez.
And I backed out around 3. I think I was like, okay, even I'm done with this. It's a lot of noise, a lot of... Kind of like if Fish was a little bit more electronic.
Okay.
And a little bit more like rave kind of. And for someone who does not and did not do drugs, it was not necessarily like the most enjoyable. Like I can go like Widespread Panic's one of my favorite bands, but I can go see them. I love them. I love their songs. I love the music. I can if you're not partying to me, I don't care. I've gone there completely 100% sober, and I love their music. These bands, you're kind of like I feel like you have to be you have to be maybe abiding in something.
Yeah.
To enjoy what's happening. Because at 3 a.m. you're like, this better be good. Like,
how could I Fat Bottom? It's the Fat Bottom Brewing. How could I forget?
Yeah.
And I almost said that, and I didn't want to be offensive.
For some reason, it made me think of the Walgreens branded. Which what is that? Walgreens has their own.
Oh,
Big Rock.
Yes.
Or something.
Big Flats.
Big Flats.
Yeah.
That just made me sound. It's the opposite.
Big Flats versus Fat Bottom. Yeah, we'll stop right there.
Yeah.
We can.
This show can get a little bit more edgy. That's the new thing.
It's true. All right.
We saw what's happening. You okay?
I'm just seeing what time we're at.
What time are we at? How long have we been podcasting? Now you saw Into the Spider-Verse.
I did go into this. In fact, I went first.
You saw everything. You went to go see everything. Seen nothing. You've
not
seen
true
the Poppins.
Devil Woman. I did not see Mary Poppins.
Oh, no. What have you seen? What have you seen?
My kids saw Mary Poppins. I've seen Spider-Man and...
Is that it?
I feel like I'm forgetting. We saw the Queen movie.
Mm-hmm. Me and you are like want to see every movie and never see
just
anything.
Never do anymore. I know.
No, I feel like that same way. Like my son's been out of school for 3.5-4 weeks almost now. And I was like, we're going to go see Bumblebee. And we saw just Spider-Verse.
I'm hearing a lot of people say they like Bumblebee. That just doesn't really do anything.
I would love to see it. I just haven't had the time. But we also got really into the Spider-Man. He got the Spider-Man game for PS4.
Yeah.
And pretty much all of our free time has been taken over by that. So we're all Spider-Man all the time.
But I thought Into the Spider-Man. Oh, I saw Aquaman. That's what I did. We went to the...
Oh, you went to the Amazon?
I went to the Amazon Prime members only screening.
How did that work? Was there any screening process there?
No. You could only buy them. You had to buy the tickets through your Amazon Prime account.
Was there a good bit of people there?
Yeah, it was full. It was pretty full. A lot of people took advantage of it. You know, and I was like worried, like, is this going to be like an unfinished cut or whatever?
Yeah, a couple weeks before, Amazon Prime, they've done this for a few movies. Mm-hmm. If you're a Prime member, which if you are, you can also go watch Bart and I's TV show.
That's right.
Dojo Pro. But if you're a Prime member, they're starting to offer like theatrical screenings early, mm-hmm. old sneak previews, like back in the day.
Yeah.
I saw Captain Ron in a sneak preview.
Are you kidding?
Yeah, no, it was a double feature. I can't remember what
the
second movie
was. Say, what was the other movie?
This, they may have been the tack on. Like, hey, we got Captain Ron playing after Escape from L.A.
I would absolutely stayed for that.
Oh, we did. I loved Captain Ron. But they're offering, if you're an Amazon Prime member, you can now get certain – you purchase tickets
right.
to go to screenings.
And it's one showing. It was 7 o'clock on a Saturday night, 2 weeks before the movie actually opened. And, yeah, and it was pretty full. And it was cool. There was – the only thing different, they did like a little – at the front end of the movie, a little tag of Jason Momoa, Amber Heard, the director, James Wan, and then not Patrick Stewart. Patrick Wilson, who's the bad guy in the
Jason
movie.
Mimosa.
Who's also
Jason, which is a different – which is Mimosa. Just bubble water. And that's what I call
– I'm going to serve that at the
– instead of – what's the sick – what do you have? What do you call your kids? Call it medicine juice?
Medicine juice?
You're going to call this a Jason Momoa.
What did I say? The something Yeti lounge?
Yeah.
I don't remember what we said.
I don't remember.
Anyway.
Some of them make a shirt.
they did a thing of say, thanks for coming, Amazon Prime members or whatever like that. So, but otherwise, it was the same. And it was like literally like 37 minutes of previews beforehand. But Aquaman was actually – I really liked Aquaman. I thought it was a lot of fun. It's – I mean, you have to suspend your – oh,
well, yeah,
come on.
It's a man who talks in
– lives underwater and talks in – well, doesn't live underwater. But yeah, I mean, it's probably the most ridiculous, but it's also the most fun and well-done superhero – non-Marvel superhero movie I've seen in a while. So
I haven't seen it yet. I'd like to see it.
Yeah. I do recommend seeing it on a big screen, and even – I would even go so far as I see it. It would be probably cool to see an IMAX.
All right.
Although it's probably too late to do that.
Probably too late, yeah. Because if you have an IMAX home theater, then.
Yeah.
No, then give us a call because I'd like to see
it. Yeah, we'll come over. It's visually, it's stunning. Well, my only problem is it's like three movies in one. The first part is this visually stunning sci-fi epic underwater thing. And then it becomes kind of like, it feels like a really low rent Indiana Jones. It almost reminds me if there was a. In the 80s, they did a bunch of Alan Quartermain movies after Indiana Jones.
I don't know if I know what that is.
It's an older character. He was like an explorer in the desert or whatever.
I used to read Frank Peretti books.
Yeah, okay.
They were like Indiana Jones.
Oh, I remember Frank
Peretti. They just looked like Indiana Jones books. So in my head, it was always just Indiana Jones.
So I think it was kind of like one of those. And then the ending is just completely absurd, but cool. And they even have a giant monster in it, like a Godzilla movie. But I liked it. But no, then we did see Into the Spider-Verse. My whole family went to see Into the Spider-Verse and liked it.
Into the Woods.
I was a little worried about Tech because, like, you know, I thought it was just going to be my son and I, and then my daughter who's 7 wanted to go, and then my other daughter who's 6 was like, well, I want to go. I'm like, I don't know. Yeah. Like, I know people do die in it. Like, I mean, pretty early on, a main character dies.
Yeah.
You know.
It kind of fixes itself.
It does fix itself, mostly. Except for that one character never comes back, though. But he couldn't because it wouldn't make sense.
No.
Can't have two in the same world.
Yeah. It's only rated PG.
Yeah.
Also, it's surprising because, honestly, I thought the same thing. You told me that before I took my son. Mm-hmm. And again, we've been playing the Spider-Man video game pretty hardcore. So I'm like, he'll be fine. And he saw Homecoming in theaters. But there was a couple times where he was a little bit like I don't like this.
Yeah.
I don't like where this is going. He mainly felt that way in the trailers, which were all for like horribly stressful Christian movies. It's like, if you'd like to see a movie where a kid gets stuck under ice for 12 hours, go see this.
I didn't see that one.
We'll get to this. So the movie trailers before Spider-Man Into the Spider-Verse for some reason were all either Christian movies that were like, again, kid falls into ice and it's the girl from This Is Us and Topher Grace is the pastor, which I kind of want to see. but it's like kid gets stuck under ice. It's a basketball movie. Then another Christian basketball movie comes out where they're promoting it.
Okay.
And then the last thing is about a dog finds its way home.
And
the trailer even says, like, don't worry, the dog finds its way.
Yeah.
It's in the trailer. Like, they're like, just this is the journey between, but don't worry, you'll be fine. My son turns to me during the trailer of that one. He goes, this is making me emotional. And that's coming out of a 6-year-old. And then at the end, it was an AMC theater, and they like promote to join A-List, which is their version of MoviePass.
Yeah.
It's like, if you want to see these movies make sure you join A-List. And he goes, I do not. he's like, I don't want to see any of those movies.
That's how I feel. My daughter wants to go see The Dog's Way Home. I'm like, no. And she's like, you know, he finds his way home. I'm like, I don't care. It's the journey in between. I can't stand it.
I don't need it. I don't need it. can't need this take in my it. Life. People that watch the Bird Box, I'm like, no, I don't need this in my life.
I haven't watched Bird Box either. We can't do a Bird Box show.
No, I'm not going to. But I liked Spider-Man a lot. It was maybe a little long for my kid. It was closing in at 2 hours. But the animation style, obviously it won. Last night recording this, it won the Golden Globe for Best Animated Film, which I thought was pretty darn cool to not have a – because you can always think like of the Disney and Pixar movie winning. To have a Sony film, though it is Disney, you know, owned technically with Spider-Man, but not Disney-produced movie, you know, taking home the trophy.
But what was it even up against? I don't even know.
We can pull up the list. There's been a lot of stuff.
Because I didn't get to watch because I was traveling. I haven't recorded, although I don't know if I'll ever watch it now. But
I really liked Spider-Verse. I thought it was really cool. The visual style was great. The characters were excellent. I've kind of become obsessed with Spider-Man Noir, though he does not that character that he plays in that movie in any other publication. I was real bummed. I read like the 4 issues. I really liked them that came out a few years ago, but they are not that character at all. But it was pretty cool. I thought it was a fun take. And did you – it took me a while. I don't know why when we watched that movie to think, oh, so Peter Parker that is in – that's the main Peter Parker that's in this movie is Tobey Maguire Peter Parker because he does all of the things when he shows his flashback.
The first one?
No.
Right?
No, because the first one that says is actually the one you see. He goes, I'm Peter Parker. Da, 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 da. If you look, that's dark-haired Peter Parker.
No.
Yeah, it is.
No.
I'm almost positive.
I think you're incorrect.
Okay. Well, one of them is the Tobey Maguire.
That's the one. The blonde one. That's what didn't make sense to me because he's blonde. Because they showed the upside-down kiss. They show him dancing down the street.
Yes, but then he says, let's do this again. And then he's like, and then it goes a little bit forward into it. And then he talks about getting sucked in. I think that's like a switcheroo.
Sure?
Yeah, because when they pull the mask off, that's supposed to be like, oh, that's not the guy. Okay, spoilers if you haven't seen it. There's multiple Spider-Man.
Yes.
Within the first, again, skip forward.
Because you're in the multiverse.
In the first few minutes of the film, Peter Parker is killed off.
Mm-hmm.
But Peter Parker from another universe.
Peter B. Parker.
Quickly shows up.
Right.
But yeah, they show him do the upside down kiss. They show him stop the train. I don't know. I thought it was fun that tied together. Because in my head, that was just a fun little homage to it, not an actual plot point.
Yeah, that actually surprised me that they did that. I was impressed by that.
So I thought that was fun.
And I thought for sure at first that the girl doing Mary Jane's voice was Kirsten Dunst, but it's not.
It's
Zoe Kravitz.
Because who plays Peter Parker is played
by... So Peter B. Parker, who's the Chris Pine, darker... Right? Oh, yes. The Spider-Man who dies is Chris Pine.
Okay.
The one who is... throughout the movie, who's kind of a slob, is Jake Johnson from New Girl and Jurassic World, the first one. And then I can't think of the name of the kid who plays Miles Morales, but he's really good. Gwen Stacy, Spider-Gwen, is Hailee Steinfeld. Yeah. So she's in 2 big movies this year because she's in Bumblebee, right? Nicolas Cage, as we said, is Spider-Man Noir. Yeah. I'm trying to think. Spider-Ham is John Mulaney.
Yeah.
Which that was one character. I was like, did they need to have? It was kind of funny, but it was also kind of distracting.
Spider Ham and the anime.
Yeah, I didn't know anything about the anime.
We're both kind of, as much as my son loved them, so I can say for kids.
That's
it was
exactly
great.
Why they put them in.
But it did make me like, it took a, I know it sounds weird, but it's weird that one of the multiverses is a cartoon.
Is a cartoon world, yeah.
Right? Like everything else is just an alternate universe of what's happening right now, except for this character. And the anime character, where even the anime, you could say, okay, it's just stylistically different.
Right.
But Peter Parker.
There's no.
He is a cartoon. Like, he talks about being a cartoon character in a cartoon.
Right.
And did you stay to the
end? And he's even a different style of cartoon. Yeah. There's
the Peter Parker.
There is a bonus scene. It's not Peter Parker. He's Spider. They did a series of comics. It was like Spider-Man 2000. They did a whole series of like 2099 or something. They did Doctor Doom, which I had a few issues of. They had Spider-Man. That's that Spider-Man.
But then they go to the cartoon.
But then he comes back to the old cartoon.
Was that a different one?
And they reenact that meme of Spider-Man pointing at himself.
It was cool. Yeah. It was fun. I actually watched
and
that
Spider-Man was Oscar Isaacs.
Here's what I've learned. Oh, really?
The future one who goes back.
Yeah, I look forward to seeing more from this franchise. Yeah. I think it's going to be cool.
Oh, yeah. You know, they set it up for more because the little thing's like, we found a way to reopen the multiverse without. Because one of the plot points is you can't be in someone else's universe. Like all these other Spider-Men, after a certain time, that your atoms start to glitch out because you're not supposed to be there. So
one thing that what I have learned now going to movies with my son is that we usually don't stay for the post-credit scene because I don't, at that point, someone's got to pee.
Yep.
It's just not the time. After the credit scene is on YouTube.
Yeah, I know. I thought of that,
down.
Too.
They don't ever take them down. Like, on YouTube, I typed in after credits for Spider-Verse, and we watched it on the way home. And I was like, that's weird. Like, why would – like, YouTube's pretty strict on taking stuff down.
Usually.
But that, they're like, eh, just don't, the people already paid for
well, that's a, like, at least Disney's gotten smart enough to put the post-credit scenes about halfway through or even sooner now. This one is literally after everything.
Yeah, I wasn't going to wait.
And that was frustrating. So, especially when you got little kids. Now, Spider-Man was up against, in the Golden Globes, it was up against The Incredibles 2.
Yeah, Isle of Dogs, right?
Isle of Dogs, yeah, which I guess that's animation. It's like
stop motion.
Ralph Breaks the Internet and something called Mirai. Studio Chizu's Mirai.
Yeah, I don't know. So, yeah, I guess it wasn't the best year.
Yeah, I mean, I can't see. Like, I haven't seen Incredibles 2.
I have.
Even though I love Incredibles.
Spider-Man blew all of those out of the water that I saw.
Yeah.
I know you didn't like it. I liked it, but it's still, I think Spider-Man is leaps and bounds a better story and better visually.
Like visually. The only thing I could see even having a chance of beating would have been Isle of Dogs, but I don't think that did very well. And as everyone said, the Golden Globes is just a popularity contest.
The Golden Globes was just a mess. I just really did not enjoy the show at all. We turned it on about halfway through, and then like Bill Murray showed up. I'm like, Bill Murray, my favorite person. And he had a good like 2 minutes, and it was like, all right, now I'm kind of
all right, I'm done.
And it ended they ran 20 minutes over. So we watched like the last hour, and they were flying through awards.
Yeah.
It got to the point where it was like, all right, best picture, and it's this one. All right, and we're gone. And like, they never can time these things out.
Did you see this documentary on Netflix, speaking of Bill Murray, called The Bill Murray Stories?
I did not.
Did I say that? Maybe I'm saying it wrong. I'm going to look it up.
My Bill Murray one? Because there was one that went up against us at a lot of film festivals when we did the Welcome Home Dick Van Dyke film about a girl trying to get her own Bill Murray story. Was it that one?
No, it's called The Bill Murray Stories. This documentary highlights spontaneous encounters with the elusive comedic veteran.
So it's similar, just not.
Who touches lives by simply showing up anywhere. I don't know. I mean, I added it to my list. I haven't watched it yet.
Yeah, I mean, I love Bill Murray, but I don't know. He showed up and played the Grand Ole Opry here a few months ago, and I was very, very bummed that I was not there. But it was a surprise. How was I still?
It's actually called The Bill Murray Stories, Life Lessons Learned from a Mythical Man, and the cover is Bill Murray's head on Bigfoot's body.
That's pretty funny.
That is funny. I hadn't had that.
See, William Shatner's playing the Grand Ole Opry.
No. In February. Is he singing?
Yes. Oh. Him and Jeff Cook from Alabama are performing together.
Is he bringing Ben Folds with him?
It's his first country music record, which is produced by Alabama, or by Jeff from Alabama.
Oh, so he actually has an album out.
He has a country music album coming out, and he's premiering doing his debut at the Grand Ole Opry in February. Wow. Which I thought about going to be honest.
And how old is Shatner now?
In his 80s.
Is he 80?
If he's not in his 80s, he's very close to 80. Let's see. It's late 70s, probably.
Come on.
I think he's 81. I have a real feeling he's 81. I feel like I remember saying his 80th birthday.
I actually typed in Bill Shatner.
Oh, Bill. like you know him.
Like we're buds. But it knew.
Hey, Bill.
I mean, it knew who I was talking about. It went right to William. Let's see.
Oh, Billy Shatner. Oh, so Bobby De Niro.
1931. What is it? 87.
Oh.
He's 87 years old.
I mean, good for him.
He does not look. And this picture was 2 years ago. He looks like he's 60.
Yeah, he's a good-looking man.
He is, man.
Now look up Bobby De Niro.
Yeah.
No, okay. Just meant because that's how you type things.
Okay, so Bill Shatner's 87.
Bobby De Niro.
I'm gonna if I will it correct me if I say Bobby? Bobby De Niro.
It will come up.
Bobby D. Yeah, right away, Bobby De Niro, Robert De Niro.
I just like the idea that you'd only search in the way that celebrities talk about each other.
Who almost looks older than William Shatner is only 75.
Oh, he definitely does. I mean, that's William Shatner. I saw William Shatner do a live, like, it wasn't stand-up. It's like what stand-up has become now.
Yeah.
It's just people talking.
Like spoken word.
Like tech doing a TED Talk. Mm-hmm. It was really great. We saw it maybe 5 years ago at the at TPAC here, and it was a really fun show. So him seeing him on the Opry, I think, would be pretty good.
Well, those albums he did with Ben Folds were pretty amazing in their horribleness.
Yeah.
And he was basically just talking. Those were basically spoken word to music.
I do have a problem with that with some of the Netflix comedy specials, because they're releasing a comedy special, I feel like, every week. And a lot of them, I feel like, are not comedians. It's just, or they are comedians, but they decided, we're just going to talk to you. Kind of like this show.
Yeah.
But no punchlines. Ever. Never a joke. It's just like, all right, well. Like, even the new Ellen special is very funny.
Mm-hmm.
I think she did a good job. But it's not really stand-up. It's like quarter stand-up and a lot of, check out this clip of me when I was younger.
That's what I started watching the new Russell Brand special, and it's kind of the same thing.
That is wild.
And
I've watched that twice, actually. I think it's a really good special, but it is not a comedy special.
No.
It is not a stand-up special. That is a motivational, but also trippy,
that's
kind of
what
he
does now. He's kind of a motivational speaker.
Yeah, I liked it.
You know what? I'd go see Russell Brand over Tony Robbins. Maybe. I don't know.
Oh, I would. Tony Robbins is not on my list of who I want to see right now. Not that. That sounds like I have a beef with Tony Robbins.
No.
I don't want to see him right now, Tony Robbins. I know nothing about Tony Robbins other than like I know who he is.
Yeah. The documentary about him was mind-blowing.
Tony Robbins?
Yeah, it was called I Am Not Your Guru. I think it's still on Netflix. It was my first of all, I did not know how profane he is in his seminars.
Yeah, he and Gary Vee both have like this, like their gimmick is to curse.
And I did not know that. And I mean, curse, like curse. Yeah.
I have a weird theory with that. And I like things. I like Gary Vee. I like Tony Robbins, I guess. I don't know. I don't follow these guys. I don't know. That's not my thing.
No, I mean.
There are some pastors that did that too, where they were like the pastor you'd go to that would curse.
Or curse, the cool pastor.
And part of me feels like it's almost mind control. Like if you're able to like, not that like cursing, anything wrong with cursing. I don't mind. I'm around it all the time. But you know, like in a setting that it shouldn't be, like a church.
Where it just feels abnormal. Yeah.
Where it's almost like if you're cool with this, you're going to be cool with everything.
Yeah.
And I think, I don't know, to me, there's always been something inherently weird about that. Like if you go see a motivational speaker and every word is a curse word, or if you go hear, you know, like you said, like a pastor who's like the cool pastor that's going to throw in some language here and there. It's like, you're only doing this for almost shock value.
Yeah, you're purposely. And even Robbins admitted that in this documentary. He goes, I do it to shock people out of their comfort zone. Or to get, because he thinks people are getting lazy. So he'll just drop an MF or here or there. So
well, that's going to change my attitude.
Yeah.
I was going down the wrong path. And then Tony Robbins cursed at me. And I said, that's it.
And they showed him, like, before he goes out on stage, he's got like DJs playing like really loud, like rave music. He's jumping on a trampoline before he goes out, which he's also like 7 feet tall. So imagine him jumping on a trampoline.
Like a
backstage.
Little trampoline?
Like
a little,
yeah, like one of those little exercise like trampolines. And then he just runs out on stage.
Whoa, that's what he sounds like?
Kind of. Have you seen him? Have you seen Tony Robbins?
I didn't know he went.
He didn't know it's Chewbacca without hair.
He does kind of sound like that, now that you mention it.
He did have a glandular problem. We shouldn't make fun of him. Or pituitary. It's something wrong with pituitary gland.
That makes him big? I didn't even know he was that big.
That's why he's so big. That's why
I knew
it's
he was big
teeth.
But I thought he was like just like big.
Yeah, it was actually a glandular problem.
Well, I'm not, you're not making fun of his size. Yeah, you're making fun of the fact he jumps on a
trampoline.
It's like Metallica like dips their feet in like the same dirt.
What?
Like dirt from their hometown. This may not be Metallica. This may be a different band. But they have like a box. Like it's like a tradition of dirt from their hometown. And before they go on the show, they step in the dirt to be like where I came from.
Oh, jeez.
On stage. Which is kind of cool.
It is kind of cool, actually.
Yeah. In theory, it's cool. I don't know if they still do that. But I feel like there was one of those like MTV documentaries that showed them doing that.
Where's
stuck
that dirt?
In my head.
That's funny.
I watched a lot. Man and I tried to get back into MTV this week.
And? How'd that work
it's
out?
Not from us. I don't think. No, it, I don't afraid. Think it no, no longer it no longer is a pointed at our age range. But there's two specials that I wanted to see. One was it was a True Life, which I used to love. MTV True Lives. It's MTV True Life. I Want to Be a Kardashian.
A new one. Oh,
where
okay,
a person
it must be
was
a new
like
one.
Changing their features to become a Kardashian.
Oh my gosh.
Two out of the three, that's I feel sad. Like we're just on the MTV show. Mm-hmm. Like this one girl from Orlando. Even her friends are like, we didn't know you liked the Kardashians as much. Like, I feel like they just kind of, she just wanted to be on
Here's
this.
Here's your chance to be on TV.
Right. And then one person's like straight up having plastic surgery to look like Kim Kardashian. But there was that. And then there was a Lindsay Lohan new TV show, which is Lindsay Lohan's like, Paradise or something.
Yeah.
And it's, she has a resort in Greece, in Mykonos, Greece.
Oh my God.
That is the Lohan, I forget what they call it. It's like the Lohan Hotel, but it's something else. And I thought like, oh, we're going to see her in like an interesting like place, like doing stuff that's – you think of her as like a party girl and you think of her history and sort of the rough stuff. You don't really think of her as like a businesswoman.
No.
So I was like, this is going to be cool. I'd like to see her in this role because I'm rooting for her. And I flip it on and what it is essentially a version of all MTV reality shows, which is six random people from America
come a resort in
to
Greece.
Party in Greece and to be the VIP hosts in Greece. And she's just the person like laying down the law.
Here's what you got to do. Yeah.
And 10 minutes in, I was like, oh no. And then we got about 20 minutes in and Amanda and I both tapped out. We're like, we are done with the Lohan Hotel. It looks beautiful.
Sure.
But it was like another one of those things where it's like, MTV, you almost had me back.
One of the things like, is it even hers? You know, or is it just someplace?
It's her and this business partner.
Or is it someplace MTV found and they're pretending it's her?
It's open, I believe. Really? You can go stay at the Lohan. And she's always like, this. She gets real mad. She's like, you can't have this. This is disrespectful to my name and the Lohan brand. I'm like, what?
It really? Must be something really bad then.
Well, no, sometimes it's just like nothing. And that's where it was a fake reality
Wasn't
show.
Wasn't Oprah trying to save her recent? Like, there was a couple years ago, there was some show where Oprah was trying to help Lindsay and like had her like go. They sat down, did like a big interview, and then she stopped showing up.
I don't know. Clearly, she's running a resort in Greece. I think she's doing fine, but it wasn't necessarily the... I don't want to say it wasn't like what I wanted. It just wasn't what I wanted out of that show. So yeah. We flipped over to Shark Tank. Like a couple of people and watched it.
Watch Shark Tank's on.
And still, there was a bunch of Shark Tanks, a bunch of products that I didn't want. And I was kind of sad.
Yeah, but do you ever look up and see what happened to those projects?
Oh, yeah.
Or those products, I should
say. I bought many of them.
Really?
Oh, yeah. We've got Scrub Daddies all over the house.
I can't say that I ever bought one.
A Scrub Daddy. I bought some lock for my garage that I never installed. I bought... a few things that, like, we definitely some items have come out of Shark Tank that I've seen, and some that we were already familiar with. Last night, I watched a guy get his whole business sold for $3 million.
Wow.
They did a Kickstarter for $100,000, and the guy bought it for, they were like, how much for 100% of your business? It was maybe my favorite sale in the history of Shark Tank because it was so ridiculous and insane. And the guy was like, he actually felt like a smart businessman. It's like, you want to give me $3 million? I'm out. Done. Take it. Done. Don't care. Had a $100,000 Kickstarter. Went fine. You guys take it from here. It was actually kind of like.
Did you know that according to Wikipedia, Lindsay Lohan is an American actress, businesswoman, fashion designer, and singer? I didn't know she was any of those things other than an actress.
Yeah, she had a record.
Did she?
You know, Ashley Simpson is playing here Friday night. You want to go?
Oh, is she? Yes, I do.
It's Ashley Simpson and her husband, who I did not know was Diana Ross's son. Didn't know they performed music, but one of their comeback shows is here at the Exit Inn in Nashville on Friday. Yeah. And I thought about going.
Diana Ross must have a ton of kids. Because he's considerably younger than her kid that's on, than Tracy Ellis Ross, who's
from
on
Blackish,
yeah. Who I am convinced is the lion on The Masked Singer. Oh my gosh, I can't believe we haven't talked about this show.
Oh, Masked Singer.
The most amazing, insane, absurd television show I've ever seen.
So
and I'm
good.
Addicted to
it's
it.
It's so good. Come over Wednesday night. We'll watch it.
All right, now we know what we're doing on Wednesday night because I am obsessed with this show.
I don't know, can you watch it without your family or is it like something good? Wednesday night, appointment television.
Yes.
First time I had appointment television in a long time. The Masked Singer.
The Masked Singer.
If you don't know what it is, it's a bunch of people in giant, awesome, beautiful mascot costumes.
But really ornate.
Celebrities.
Yes. So, well, it remains to be seen.
I think they're pretty big celebrities.
Varying levels. I'm convinced that one is Donny Osmond.
Peacock. So, Peacock's
yeah,
Donny Osmond.
Peacock.
It's without a doubt.
Especially because I rewatched it and there's a scene where they give you clues as to who they are.
Yeah.
But then there's also visual clues that they don't point out. But if you're paying attention, like the one guy that got unmasked was a football player and they showed him holding a football helmet.
Yeah, you knew he was a football thing.
But there's the peacock at one point is holding a puppy. And Donny Osmond's one big hit
puppy
was Puppy Love. Yeah.
And once you think about it, like the first time we watched it, I thought Corey Feldman.
Yeah.
And then I thought.
I did too, but then it's like the voice didn't.
He can't sing that well. Yeah.
No.
And then he could sing, but not like that. And then the second time around, I was like, it's Donny Osmond. And Amanda freaked out. Chicken, it's Donny Osmond. Then we had like a moment. And it was great. That was great television. I know this peacock is Donny Osmond. Also, because maybe I was obsessed with the Joseph soundtrack as a kid. So I was like, I know that voice. I look handsome.
He said that thing about, you know, it's been a while since your mom had my poster on her wall. I don't know who the monster is. He's got a pretty good voice, too.
I think I know.
Part of me thinks it's Kenan Thompson, but when was he ever a monster?
I thought it was CeeLo Green.
Doesn't sound like when he sings, though.
Kind of does.
Unless he's got a different voice.
He did.
So that would
did
make
somebody
sense,
Somebody to Love or somebody. He did a Queen song.
He did a Queen song. That would make sense, but I don't know if a network would bank on CeeLo right now.
I know that. Well, that's the whole thing. That's when he was telling that story.
Who else? And he lost that unicorn, which is terrible. Who part of me thinks, and everybody says I'm crazy, part of me thinks it's Janet Jackson. Or not Janet, LaToya Jackson.
All right.
But
Amanda thinks it's what's her name?
Tori Spelling. That's a lot. And somebody said the word Tori means bird, and she said they call her bird.
Okay, well, she thinks it's Tori Spelling.
Could be Tori Spelling. She's not a good singer at all.
We're going to have to come back in a few weeks and see if we're
We can do a whole show about this. And then, but I think the lion is Tracy Ellis Ross.
That would be a good one. I would never think of that.
Because I remember she's hosted something like the People's Choice a couple times, and she kind of moves that she danced and sang a little bit. Like, I feel like she's a frustrated singer because her mom, you know, even though she's even the judge was saying, we think this is the biggest star we've got on the show, the most legit. I think it's Tracy Ellis Ross. That's my bet.
Yeah. And the first one, can we reveal who the first one was? Is it okay?
I don't even remember. Yeah, you can't because I don't even remember his name. He was a Pittsburgh Steeler.
He was faced with Pittsburgh Steelers. It's now Antonio Brown.
Antonio Brown. That's
Antonio
right.
Brown was the first one, which Amanda was a little disappointed. She's like, I don't even know who this is.
That's that's why they did that.
Yeah.
Oh, and the deer, who's also a football player.
That's Peyton Manning.
You think it's Peyton? I thought it was Peyton Manning.
I think so. His voice, he has that southern
What
sort
does he
of,
do? He does the Imagine Dragons song, too, right?
He's
not great.
But when you hear him talk, he makes a bunch of football references. He's clearly a football player.
We know it's a football player.
And how many famous football players like also horses. Sound like, hey, man?
Like, he also is like, I like horses. When they're talking, for those who don't know, their voices
sort of changed.
Is altered digitally or whatever. So they talk in real high squeaky voices.
Starts talking about Papa John's.
Yeah, but like, I like horses. But now,
I like horses and pizza.
But he says something about looking at going after the Ravens. Or no, did he say that?
He said something like something with Ravens, which would not necessarily.
Yeah, do the Broncos have a rivalry with the Ravens?
You're asking the wrong guy.
Yeah, so I don't know either.
I don't even know who the Titans are.
So the Masked Singer, is it Wednesday night? I couldn't remember if it was Tuesday or Wednesday.
I think it's Wednesday night.
Yeah.
I just, like for those people, for the ADMR people.
Tomorrow, we bring it all back home, people.
ADMR.
Happy birthday.
On your birthday.
When is
your birthday?
July 29th.
All right, so July 29th, I'm going to get you an ADMR session.
Wait, no, a SMR, right? Now I forget what I called it.
I feel like that's part of therapy that I did. Some method.
ASMR, yeah. Okay.
ASMR.
Whoa, something else just came up that's not good. Anyway. There's other abbreviations.
Oh.
There's other things.
Oh, I thought you meant like breaking news. You didn't want to tell me.
No, remember how we said ASMR might lead to weird things? Apparently it does.
Yeah. So on your birthday, I'm going to get you someone of our listeners. What if you're, hey, listeners.
Oh, please don't.
Here's some homework. I want you all to send in your best.
Oh, no.
And then next week, or maybe not next week, because we may record another one soon.
Ugh.
The next episode we do after this, I may play the best ASMR. So just, we need you to do this. And I want you to talk about
No eating ones. I can't stand it.
This will be like your version of iTunes review. Still give us iTunes review, but also, how about you do this? Write an iTunes review.
There you go.
And then read it. In that voice and recorded and sent it to us. So it's like, this show has gotten exponentially better. Because they're brand new. They're free on your birthday.
That's another thing. They like tapping on the... There are whole videos of people
tapping?
With, you know, the Yeti mic? Like, we've got one in the room where they go... And people like that when they tap it. I don't know. I don't get it.
And people are insane.
People have weird triggers.
This is where we've gotten. We've gotten to the point. I told this to Amanda. Is there so much craziness that there's no turning back?
No, that's true.
Like, I don't think... You think of like the 60s and the 70s and some of the crazy stuff that happened, and we evolved out of some of that. But I feel like now we've gone so far into certain things that like we've lost all sense of self. If we're listening to people go like this.
Mm-hmm. And eating.
Now, I went to a form of therapy where there just was beeps in my head. So I can say that at least I've been through some of that, and it did work. But
if that's an actual therapist, like maybe there's been some research.
It's not just a person.
By the way, the way you have your headphones right now, you've got a bit of a top knot. You look like Gene.
Oh, I'm okay with
it. Gene Simmons, welcome to Free on Your Birthday.
Oh, man. I've
trademarked FOIB.
FOIB. All you FOIBers out there.
You can't use it.
I'll tell you our social media handles, but I don't remember them. I think it's Free on Your B-Day on Facebook. Which may still say BLT lunch break. We're in a dispute with Facebook right now. They think
Zuckerberg has given us issues.
What they think is that me changing that is me trying to scam people to be like,
you're going
to
get something free.
So I understand.
Yes. Let's just put it out right now. You're not getting. Well, you're getting this free on every day. Not every day, but
if
every
you
week.
Ask us why we named it free on your birthday, you'll probably get a bunch of answers. But most of it was I texted Bart and said, this is kind of funny. It's free on your birthday.
Yeah, that is kind of funny.
Yeah, and so we changed it. And we needed this. We needed it. I feel good about this.
And that's how it works.
And that's how the cookie crumbles.
Yeah, I got a retweet from the Sklar brothers. Look at that.
Yeah. It's the Sklar brothers. That's from Ghostbusters too. Different Ghost Sklar brothers.
Was that their name in that movie? The Ghost? No. The Sklar brothers are comedians.
I know, but what's their name in Ghostbusters too?
I don't remember.
The twins or whatever. The brothers who they... Hey, I put him away. You're doing time. Gave him the chair. Right?
Yes. I don't remember their name.
Hold on. We're going to find this is what the show's going to be called. Ghostbusters 2 Brothers.
This show's going to be called Googling.
Yeah. They are the Scolari Brothers.
Scolari.
Mr. Scolari Brothers.
Peter Scolari? From Bosom Buddies?
Maybe it was a reference. Did you know there was Ghostbusters Angry Birds?
No.
Neither did I.
I knew there was a Star Wars one.
It was to be released in 2014. It looks like it was never released.
I'm guessing
but
not.
It looks awesome. There's a big giant. Red is Peter Venkman. Chuck is Ray Stantz.
What the heck?
And looks like you had a big Stay Puft pig. Look at that.
Why didn't it get released? Or was it real?
All right. Well, with that, I think we should wrap up.
Yeah, I think it's a good place to wrap up. It's hot in the studio.
What should we say? We hope you enjoyed your birthday.
Every day is your birthday.
And remember, make your day. Make today your birthday.
Live today. Like it's your birthday.
We'll have to work on a better
We'll work on a close.
Go follow us on social media. You can find us at Free On Your Birthday on most social media outlets. And if not, it's Free On Your B-Day. And we hope to keep this going and have welcome back to those who are used to hearing us on our old show. And to all the new listeners, I hope you enjoyed this show and hope you continue to let us know what you think. Tell us your thoughts. You want more structure, less structure? Do you want different content? We do have some fun segments coming up that we've planned and new things.
Guests.
We wanted to give you a bit, we have the ability to call people, so that's good. We want to give you sort of a taste of the old and a taste of the new. This is the first one.
Taste of the old. It's a taste of the new.
I can't do it. I can't get the...
Oh, don't. Stop. I wish I hadn't brought it up now.
All right. Take us out.
All right, folks. Well, thank you for listening. We appreciate you.
And, I'm Logan.
He's Logan. And I'm Bart. And remember, every day is your birthday. Or something.
That's why it's free.
And that's why it's free.